And welcome to Mission Moments Episode 4. Your reader today will be Carissa. Mission Moments is an employee-created podcast where we share stories from Valleywide providers about moments where we go the distance for our patients. Valleywide Health Systems is committed to providing high-quality, safe, effective, and integrated health services in a respectful and inclusive manner for all, with special consideration for medically underserved populations. Mission Moments remind us that every patient interaction is a chance to make a difference. Please be aware that Mission Moments may deal with the difficult or traumatic experiences our patients face. Patients have been assigned false names for ease of reading and to protect patient information. A staff member reached out to their supervisor to express concern regarding a family member who needed methadone continuation for pain management. The supervisor recommended calling a behavioral health provider, or BHP. The staff member reached out to the BHP and discussed their family member Jane's situation. One Valleywide provider had already bridged a prescription, but Jane's first appointment at the pain clinic had to be rescheduled due to unforeseen circumstances. The staff member told the BHP that Jane had a history of addiction in the past but had been managing well with methadone, ongoing therapist, and pain management clinic. The BHP first assured the staff member that we absolutely can help with things like this at Valleywide and thank them for reaching out to their supervisor. Then the provider asked the staff member if Jane would be willing to discuss the situation with them directly. Jane called the BHP and explained everything. Valleywide had initially agreed to fulfill the bridge prescription. However, that provider declined to refill the bridge prescription because Jane could not make it to the pain clinic, which increased the provider's concern about misuse based on Jane's past addiction. Jane said that even though they declined to fill the bridge prescription, the provider was respectful during the interaction. Jane then reached out to another local system and was treated very poorly. She was accused of drug-seeking behavior without consideration for her situation. The BHP and Jane brainstormed solutions and decided Jane should reach out to additional local providers specializing in addiction. This provider told Jane that she would be willing to go into rehab or relapse before this other organization could help them. Jane called the BHP back with this update. The BHP then called Dr. Sonderiger and explained Jane's predicament. At this point, Jane would run out of methadone approximately a week before the pain clinic appointment. In addition, Jane had several other pressing health issues and had only recently moved to the community. The BHP and Dr. Sonderiger discussed Jane's situation and the perceived red flags and agreed that a person should not have to relapse to get care. Dr. Sonderiger decided to assess Jane and determine if she felt comfortable bridging the prescription for one more week. The BHP called Jane back to let her know that we had a provider that would see her and evaluate her situation. The BHP told Jane that Dr. Sonderiger was not guaranteed to fill the prescription, but the BHP trusted to provide the best care and support, and they would find a solution together. Dr. Sonderiger met with Jane and agreed to fill the bridge with strict planning to make sure that the patient got into the pain clinic, got the transportation to the pain clinic, and created a trusting relationship with her. This situation is uncommon, and people do not always have the support of their family members to help them figure out different alternatives or potential solutions. We can be thankful that at Valleywide, we support team members reaching out for help, have supervisors willing to use their entire team of resources, and people willing to work together to make sure patients get the care that they deserve in a respectful manner. It took several people on our team working together to make sure this patient received appropriate care. Jane is now active at the pain clinic, is settling into the community well, and might be a Valleywide patient for life.